since August, really, we've had 42 mils of rain and a further 39 mils of rain in September. And the crop, which we thought was dead and we weren't going to harvest a lot of the patches of it, it's actually sprouted again and sent up more tillers and poking heads out for us.
So I'm imagining you've got a wheat plant, it's got a head on it that's just about ready to be harvested, and then you've got a little green head coming up underneath it. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, well, some of the stuff on the west of the property on the heavy red ground has actually came up, and the green heads now have actually gone past the original crop. And to look at it, the whole paddock's just green now, but the heads in there you could rub out are ready to harvest. So it's, very mixed bag.
Some of those plants must be a bit confused. Can't work out whether it's June or whether it's October.
Yeah, that's right. To look across the paddock now, you'd think it was early August, I guess. So, you know, we're about 4 or 5 weeks for the crop behind, so it's going to put our harvest back a fair way, I think.
How much grain is actually in those new heads that have come up?
Most of the stuff we've looked at, the grain's probably 3/4 filled and filled in a lot of it, some of the early stuff. Yeah, so we had 11 mils here on the 9th of October, so that'll help fill that out. So it's still green and, going to finish the grain off for us. So it'll probably help out a fair bit with the yield because the harvest was looking very dismal before that.
So how has that affected your yield, what you expect to harvest? Has it, I mean, can we say it's added a third or a half onto what you're expecting?
For the field, the paddocks over the west part of the property, there's probably 300 hectares that we were just, if we sort of ran around and covered the fuel cost of the harvester, we would have been happy. But now it could go, half a tonne or better, It's just hard to say until you put the header in the paddock.
Do you have some concerns about quality losses on the grain that is ready to go while you sit and wait for those 4 or 5 weeks for the green grain to be ready?
Yeah, we've got some Korak over there that's green again and putting more grain in it, but the stuff that's ready to harvest has actually got a fair bit of black point in it by the looks of it, and it, just what I've heard in the last few days, it could be a bit of an issue with that variety. So, yes, the issue will be, I guess, quality of the early stuff that's ripe, I guess.
You've started harvesting your canola this week. Is it the usual operation on your farm to go straight from the canola straight into the wheat, not to have a gap like this?
Yeah, well, usually, that's it. We get the canola off and then we're full steam into the wheat, but we've desiccated the canola and we started that today, and we're going to, take the canola off, and then I guess we'll sit down and, twiddle our thumbs for a while, I guess.
You're looking at a late finish to harvest, I imagine, too.
Yes, I think it'll be pushed back about a month or so for us, which is unusual because usually we're all wrapped up and done by, way before Christmas anyway. So we might be harvested up till Christmas.
Anthony, you're farming with your dad. Have you or your dad seen this sort of these green tillers coming up at this time of year before?
We have, but it was a few years ago, and I just asked Dad this morning. We couldn't work out what year it was, but it was a fair while ago, and not to this extent. It's certainly a lot of difference, and particularly on the heavy country. And I mean, there's a lot of guys around the district in the same boat.